The recent advances in technology have given rise to what experts are calling the sleepless generation. As we examine the state of mental health here in our country, one of the themes that keeps coming up is sleep deprivation. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mark Heumann says he's often taken aback at how many people are relying on sleeping tablets.
When people are admitted, you get a list of the medication that they're on. And it's scary how many people are taking sleep medication just as one thing. I mean, surely you should not need a drug to get to sleep every night.
Locum pharmacist at Morningside Dispensary, Kerry Corlett, says people are going to great lengths to get their hands on meds that'll only do harm in the long run.
Sleeping tablets that are Schedule 5 sleeping tablets. I'll see the doctor next week. Can you give me one, just one or two? And that's often when you realize someone is definitely abusing the drug because they've come in earlier for it or they've run out of a script. We've often seen cases even of people having stolen scripts from doctors.
Luke Lamprecht is a Master of Sciences in Child Health, specializing in neurodevelopment. He's warning the streaming phenomenon comes with an enormous opportunity cost.
We're calling them the sleepless generation because the greatest competition to Netflix is sleep.
And we should be worried about the conditioning component of social media.
Because it's all those alerts and it's mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all, creating narcissism. They look at that machine and remember who fell in love with Narcissus, it was Echo. So 65% of online content is selfies, and then there's the social comparison, and then there's the echo chamber. And you can't be ordinary anymore because ordinary doesn't get likes. So the whole thing is wrong.
Luke is pleading with parents to think about what their children are consuming online.
If you're worried about what your children eat, why are you not worried about what you're feeding their brains? It's the equivalent of giving your children McDonald's every day for breakfast, lunch and supper and thinking they're going to be mentally healthy. It's absurd.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help or advice can contact SADAG's 24-hour call centre free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.